It's me, Tony T, from the Nerd of Godcast, and it's time to put the hammer down. Okay, I've been watching one of the Marvel Cinematic Universe films every week, and will continue to do so up until Infinity War comes out this May. And if anyone asks, it's for show research. So we just got done watching the first Thor movie with the Frost Giants and the Hawkeye cameo, and it's been a long time since I'd seen that one. And although it's kind of looked down on as one of the lesser MCU offerings, I've always liked it. It's funny without being overly funny, because with apologies to Ragnarok, Thor doesn't have to be a comedy to be good. The action scenes are great, and it's a great introduction to his character, but I digress. A moment in this movie that really caught my imagination was right near the end, when a powerless, earthbound Thor stands in front of his friends to face the seemingly unstoppable Destroyer. Now, this thing had just leveled a town, a small town, but still, you gotta work with what you have. And after making short work of the Warriors 3 and Lady Sif, it went straight for the crowds of innocent bystanders, most notably Jane Foster Amidala, Thor's would-be girlfriend. Now, in that moment, as the Odinson tells his new friends to escape, he confronts the unquestionably superior firepower of this enemy. And in doing so, he asks Loki, who was controlling the Destroyer from a realm away, if he would spare the innocent and take his life instead. A request to which the magically animated armor quickly obliged. As Thor, struck down so selflessly, breathed his last, his magic hammer Mjolnir was awakened by his last act of valor, and flying to Thor, we see our hero resurrected, rearmed, and rearmored with a mighty bolt of lightning. Humanity has a hardwired part in our hearts that tells us that self-sacrifice for those that we love and for those that can't protect themselves is an act admirable above all others. In the stories that we like Chronicles of Narnia or Star Trek The Wrath of Khan or in The Iron Giant, that sacrifice for others touches our heart. It makes the lives of those that are saved somehow seem even more valuable, more meaningful, more precious. Now, it's not a huge leap from this to say that the reason that humanity reacts to this kind of heroism in their stories so strongly is because this is the kind of rescue that God has implanted in our hearts to expect, the kind of rescue that Jesus gave us when he took our punishment, laying down his life on a cross. In John 15:13, Jesus says, "Greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends." Taking it a step further, 2 Corinthians 5 tells us that God made him who had no sin, which is Jesus, to become sin for us so that in him we might have the righteousness of God. Jesus laid down his life so that we could be saved, making him the greatest hero of all, and at the same time showing just how precious and valuable your life is. He died for you. Will you live for him? Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, check out the Nerd of Godcast, our full show, wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, stay nerdy and never turn your back on Loki.